Since the start of Malaysia's movement control order, this was back in March 2020, we have been experiencing a very sharp increase in queries and calls for consular assistance. At its peak in mid of last year, we were receiving close to 100 calls a day. So for a relatively small team like us, that's pretty a lot. We were working in overdrive for most of the year. We may not have been able to give every single person who called the solution that they wanted, but I'm pretty sure that our team gave our all to provide them with the support that they required.
I remember in November 2020, there was this destitute elderly Singaporean lady, you know, who ran out of funds and wanted to go back to Singapore. So she approached the High Commission for help. She had underlying health issues as well. So what we did was to work with our agencies back in Singapore to ensure that she could be transported all the way from here back to Singapore, after which I think she was put in a home by MSF. And I think now, I think she's okay. And you know, it's heartwarming to know that we can help people like that who are in distress.
The repatriation operations that we've done, reuniting families, have been especially fulfilling. As a father myself, whose first kid was born right at the start of the pandemic, so when we have this repatriation operations and we see young children reunited with their parents after such a long period of time, it's a very special moment, and for us it's a good reminder of why we do what we do.